This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You may take control of these airwaves here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username here in moments. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. So please do enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Breaking news in San Bernardino, California this afternoon. There apparently were up to three gunmen. No one's really sure exactly how many there were at this point. That, I guess, opened fire during some sort of a holiday party at a government office. And this was the Inland Regional Center in San Bernardino, a facility that serves people with developmental disabilities. There are lots of reports coming in. In fact, there's live video from multiple television stations in the San Bernardino area reporting from a scene where the alleged gunmen are now likely dead after having their SUV riddled with bullets by Los Angeles or San Bernardino police out there. So that's actually happening right now. They brought out two Bearcats and this vehicle called the Rook that I had not heard about previously. So we'll tell you more about the Rook and exactly what that is, because I've pulled up information about that.
It's all very strange.
What's strange?
Three people, usually when you have a shooting like this that's not motivated over money, it's not going to be, three people. It's going to be a lone gunman situation. You generally can't get people together unless it's over money or politics, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so obviously information is pretty slim at the moment. There are obviously the early reports about what actually happened during the shooting, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but there's one report that suggested someone left this holiday party angrily and then came back allegedly with these men, but that wouldn't make much sense. If this was, as other people are saying, a premeditated mission, quote from the police chief of San Bernardino, Jared Bergwan, quote, "They came prepared to do what they did as if they were on a mission." He noted that the shooters carried long guns, not handguns. There are also claims that there may have been body armor involved in this as well. So according to KABC, police are saying up to 14 people were killed and up to 17 others are wounded when one or more gunmen believed to be armed with rifles and wearing body armor opened fire at this social services facility today. The press conference held by the police chief said these were preliminary estimates, obviously, and that could change. A source confirmed to Eyewitness News there were three shooters armed with rifles. Riverside Police said they were helping other agencies look for male suspects in a black SUV, possibly a GMC Yukon. At approximately 3:15 Pacific time, police officers chased down a dark-colored SUV, which crashed a few miles from the regional center. Police said shots were fired and an officer-involved shooting occurred. One suspect appeared to be down. Other suspects could still be at large. And just a few moments before the show, I was watching the feed from, I think it was KABC, which was a live helicopter shot, where they were commenting about how one guy was down and they wouldn't show that on TV because it's bloody or whatever. So that man is presumably dead because they're saying he wasn't moving. The police said
that... Bloody and not moving. Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah, and that was across the street from the SUV that had been riddled with bullets. That SUV was surrounded by two Bearcats on either side, and then they brought this thing called the Rook in there, which is like basically a caterpillar with a kind of a build-out onto it. The place where the equipment would normally be, the Caterpillar's device,
right,
if you will.
The forklifts, yeah. The front end loader, or the whatever it would be there.
Basically had a like a stage, sort of a small stage where multiple men could stand with a large shield in front of them. So that's what this thing is, essentially a movable large
platform.
Shield. A platform, right, that is shielded. And they had a some sort of, like, you know, kind of the device you would see the animal control officer with, like the pole with a loop
on it. Yeah.
Yeah, with a loop on the end of it. And they used that pole, they're sort of angling it over top of the big shield as they pulled up to the passenger or the driver's side doors of the SUV, mm-hmm. opening up the door and then going into the vehicle with this device and then pulling what appears to be a body out of the vehicle. So,
well, I mean, if you put enough bullets into an SUV, the chances are you'll pull a body out, right?
Yeah, whether he's alive or not is unclear. The helicopter is obviously at this point,
I'm unconcerned whether he's alive or not. You know, I mean, I'm not rooting for the death of anybody, but it sounds to me like a pretty terrible thing to have done, to go in there with long guns shooting up this.
Well, you're presuming the people in the vehicle were the people who went in and shot the center.
That would be my presumption. Right.
Obviously, the police probably believed that that was them. The allegation is that there was a shootout, but on the video from KABC, there was an interviewee that they just kind of pulled somebody. Like, they have they got their guy in the helicopter,
yeah.
And then they have their lady on the ground. And so the lady on the ground is, you know, just asking people, hey, can you comment? And so one of the folks from the neighborhood there, a gentleman, was interviewed just sort of spontaneously on live television about what he had witnessed. And she did ask if he had seen the people in the vehicle, the SUV, shooting at the police, and he wasn't real clear on whether or not they were shooting at the police. Now, you know, presumably they were, but we don't really know those details at this point. So, you know, you don't want to jump to a conclusion, and you certainly don't want to jump to any conclusions based on what the police have to say about this. I mean, hopefully, you know, this wasn't a SUV full of innocent people that was just shot to death by the
but
cops.
But during the, was it Richard Dorner? The former Officer Dorner.
The cop killer cop
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, that guy. They darn sure lit up two cars. I think it was out in California.
That's right.
And they just shot up two vehicles, and they had nothing to do with it.
So there's more live footage that's coming in from KABC 7 as this situation continues to develop. But, of course, you know, it's worth pointing out here, and I realize that this is like – it's almost like a broken record, this topic, at this point, because these shootings just are so common, it seems like, these days. It's not even – it's almost like it's not really news. They're so common. This is yet another state where people are disarmed. This is another place where you're generally not allowed to, you know, carry a gun in public. There are pretty serious regulations about it out in California. I've known a friend of mine who lived in California, and he actually did have a shotgun in his home, and I believe a pistol in his home, but he could not take them out of his home. So he was legally able to have those things. The only way he could take them out of his home is if he was intending to go to the range and shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they had to be under lock and key in his home. So you damn well better believe that in a government-run facility, there's no guns allowed. Of course, that didn't stop the what appear to be as many as two or three men with guns from coming into that government facility and slaughtering at least 14 people today. So, you know, the obvious point that I think needs to be made again and again is that these people who are committing these acts, they don't have a problem getting guns and using them against innocent folks or even guilty folks. But, you know, they're able to get those weapons. They're able to use them. And they're able to be, you know, they're unstoppable until the police get them later on, maybe. But in the act, there's very rarely someone who's there at that time in a place like California who could, let's say, have a gun in the small of their back, pull it out, and come to the aid of the people who are being just wholesale slaughtered.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to take a handgun against a person with a rifle, but I'd rather have a handgun if somebody has if that's the only option.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, again, this is a developing situation. Right now, there's no one in custody. there's what appear to be two bodies on the scene in San Bernardino, not the scene of the actual shooting previously, but the scene where they found a black SUV that appeared to match the description of the SUV that was at the scene of the shooting. So that's pretty much, you know, the basics on the story. You're welcome to comment. Gun freedom, not happening in California, and so you shouldn't be surprised when you see things like this happening. Now, of course, the big question is, was this a terror attack, or was this just some former government employee who was angry at his coworkers? 855-450-FREEZE, our toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live. The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen-printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great-looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name-brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door, but police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes, and intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us. The Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got, of course, Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight as the situation in California with what could be as many as three, maybe two, with at least two, it appears now, due to the number of dead bodies that the police are collecting. And again, that presumes the people in the SUV that have been shot up by the cops are the actual people who committed the mass murder earlier this afternoon in San Bernardino, California. At least two shooters, maybe three. Apparently, according to the video feed from a couple of different sources, they're definitely still like moving around out there as though they may be looking for a third person. So it's not real clear what exactly is going on. And there's obviously conflicting reports about what's happening out in San Bernardino. And I did have I did find the claim from one of the reporters over at, this is the LA Times. Richard Serrano said, quote, according to a federal law enforcement official, authorities believe that one man angrily left the event at the county building, that they're basically some sort of a social services event. They were having it like a Christmas party, apparently. And a man angrily left that event that the county employees were holding this morning at the Inland Regional Center. The man, they believe, returned with one or two others and opened fire.
Is it some kind of gang event? I mean, I just don't get it.
No, I don't think it's a gang event. The place that they were holding this at is some sort of developmental disability services
so
place.
So a stupid gang member?
This seems unlikely to be a gang member, Mark. I mean, this is like, you know, this is a well-plotted, the police are saying this is a well-plotted event. Like, these guys, you know, so there's conflicting stories. On one hand, you've got someone saying that it looked like someone was angry, left a party, and came back to shoot it up. On the other hand, it looked like these guys were prepared for a shooting, and they'd been plotting this in advance. So,
well, you could go and go home, get your rifle, put on your vest, mm-hmm. and then come back, and you're prepared, right?
But do you get your buddy to go with you?
I don't know.
That's the weird part about
that.
That's
the way gangs are on the movies.
Shop.freetalklive.com. You can go there, get your online shopping taken care of, get all the Christmas, holiday season stuff done. Do it now over at shop.freetalklive.com. Unless you're driving, then you should wait. But then, you know, when you get a chance, shop.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Let's continue here. You can also call in about anything you want. As we learn more about San Bernardino, we'll certainly let you know. Of course, one thing you certainly need to know is that people in California, for the most part, are disarmed, and so they are at the mercy of people who might want to shoot them to death. Doug, you're on the line in Chicago. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, pretty much I wanted to bring up an issue that should be at the forefront whenever you turn on the TV and radio and you pretty much have nobody covering it. In 2004, I don't know if you heard, a gentleman created an internet provider, and the FBI actually went after him, and they issued him a gag order. They wanted information about one gentleman on the network, and under a gag order, you can't even talk about it to anybody.
That's right.
And finally, do you know about what I'm talking about here? Did you hear about it?
Yeah, I actually have that in my show prep here tonight. We'll definitely talk about that. But what did you want? You know, what are your thoughts?
Well, I wanted to get it out there. That way people know. I mean, all too often we have, you know, an issue like that come at the forefront. People never even hear about it on, you know, the regular TV, you know, Channel 5 or the radio or, you know, the paper. You never hear about it. I mean, you might hear about it
right.
on Free Talk Live. But the information that they wanted are pretty much every web page that the gentleman had been to. And, again, we're talking about a guy not convicted, not even charged with a crime. And, you know, when they issue a gag order, you don't actually know. You know what I mean? The company can't talk about it.
Yeah, it's scary. And what did it take him, a decade to finally, fighting to finally release this information that they wanted to collect from him?
Yeah, 2004, an 11-year period, he had to go to federal court over it. And actually, for anybody that would like to know information about it, all you'll have to do will be go into Google, type in FBI and gag order, and, you know, go under the toolbar for a week, and it should automatically come up there.
Yeah, we're going to put it up on our Facebook page here in a little bit, so anybody can just grab it right there from our Twitter. And, Doug, we'll get into the details on that. Thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, that's definitely something that I wanted to talk about here tonight. But obviously, with this breaking news, we wanted to cover that first. So, you know, it's still not clear exactly, you know, what the motivation of these shooters are. Obviously, we're going to learn more as time goes on about that. The live reporting is continuing from ABC7 and other news organizations out there. But I also pulled up information about the Rook, the Armored Critical Incident Vehicle. It was designed by Ring Power Corporation, which is a North and Central Florida Caterpillar dealer.
Okay.
The Rook tactical vehicle is built from a Cat chassis and contains rubber tracks, dual joystick controls, cameras, gun port holes, rear and front lights, an enclosed cab with air conditioning and heat and operator comfort seat, custom installed bulletproof glass, and a NIJ Level 4 armored cab reinforcement fabrication.
Do you remember the Killdozer? I don't remember how long this has been, but it's been quite some time.
Isn't as good as the Killdozer, but it's similar.
Yeah, this reminds me of.
Did you pull up a picture of it or something?
The Killdozer? No, I didn't pull up a picture of it.
Okay, I thought you might have pulled up the Rook. The Killdozer was something that a man created to attack the government with. And he actually did a pretty good job of destroying some government buildings with it until ultimately they surrounded him. And I think he took his own life on the inside of the Killdozer. But the Killdozer was a better armored vehicle because it was fully armored all around. The Rook only provides armoring from the front. So if they're approaching a scene in the Rook, they'll be protected from the front. But somebody who would be around the sides or the backside of the Rook would be able to get some shots off the people that were there. The law enforcement officers being called to an emergency situation are, they claim, prepared for the worst-case scenario, whether dealing with a hostage rescue, barricaded suspects, riot scene, or natural disaster. Not sure exactly what you would need this in a natural disaster for.
They always say that, though. The police have these vehicles, which are clearly, you know, like attack vehicles, and they say, we need them in case there's an emergency. Perhaps we can use it as a flotation device to save people during flood.
Yeah. The Rook is custom designed, they say, with mission-specific attachments that increase job safety and improve the ease and speed of changing those attachments. So, like with the Bearcat, they have the attachment of the tear gas injector. You can put that on the front of the Bearcat, run it into somebody's front door, and then inject gas into somebody's home. So I suspect that this has similar attachments. They don't go into the list, at least on this particular sales page. But that's the Rook. So we learned about a new police tactical vehicle here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
I don't have a problem with police having the tools that they need to do their job. I guess the difficulty is that there's always, in the marketplace, there's always a need for some expensive piece of equipment or software or whatever. You know, I could do my job better if I had a $5,000 laptop or whatever. And don't I deserve that too? Well, not if I can't afford it. And since government agencies don't get feedback in the area of the marketplace, we don't know whether these agencies need this device or not.
We'll talk about the guy that was under a gag order, and now that gag order has been lifted and what it has revealed here in moments. You can also bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can comment on the gag order. We're going to get into that, the details on a man who was told that he needed to hand over information about his personal information, about his internet service provider, details on one of his customers. And he was not allowed to talk about the fact that he'd been ordered to do that. Now it's been more than a decade. Finally, he's able to discuss that. So we're going to get into that. You can also share your thoughts on the shooting out in San Bernardino as well. Coming up in February, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You can go and join us and Edward Snowden.
That's right. A pretty big deal.
That's right. Edward Snowden, who will not be there in person because, well, the federal government will arrest him and probably put him in a cage for a long, long time because he's the guy who, in case you don't know, rocked the world with the NSA revelations back in 2013 that are still coming out, by the way, from what I understand. There's still information coming out from Edward Snowden. It's sort of being leaked out, trickled out over time.
Dribbled out as we find out what lies we're going to be told.
Right. And that's a good strategy because, you know, you don't want to overwhelm people with information. Like with Keenvention, there's 14 different videos that I'm going to be putting out. But if I put them all out on 1 week, then people would be less likely to watch more of them if that was the case. So
it's true.
When you've got hundreds and hundreds of pages of useful information, you put it out a little bit over time. Anyway, Ed Snowden is going to be one of the keynote speakers at the Liberty Forum. It's happening February 18th through the 21st at the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire. Mark, you and I are going to be broadcasting live every night from the Liberty Forum, which is a tradition here on Free Talk Live. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. It's a great opportunity to meet people who also listen to Free Talk Live, because there's a bunch of them milling about the Liberty Forum. And more importantly, experience what it's like to be around a community of liberty-minded people here in New Hampshire, which is, of course, the destination for the Free State Project. It's the Free State Project that puts on the Liberty Forum every year, and they do a great job with it. This is the biggest hotel in New Hampshire. They've moved up to it. It was at this hotel for the first time last year. And this is, I think, year number 9 for the Liberty Forum. So very, very cool, very exciting event. Edward Snowden, one of the keynote speakers. You can learn more about the other speakers over at nhlibertyforum.com and get your tickets now. nhlibertyforum.com. Reserve your hotel rooms. You're going to want to be there in that hotel. It's just the most convenient way to experience the Liberty Forum. So the situation in San Bernardino continues to develop. The police are still searching for what is an alleged third gunman in a shooting at a essentially a developmentally disabled facility, some sort of county-run facility. They were having a banquet earlier today, apparently, and there were at least two, if not three, men who came in with long guns and shot the place up. At least 14 people are dead, perhaps as many as 20 have been wounded, and that situation is ongoing. So again, if you learn more about that and you want to clue us in here, because all we're getting is, you know, whatever's posted online, and maybe you know more.
Yeah, it's not like we're in San Bernardino.
Yeah, our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Men were apparently dressed in ski masks and military gear that were doing the attacks. And as we learn more, we'll certainly let you know. Let's change gears, though, and go to the story that our caller mentioned. David Kravitz writing over at ArsTechnica.com. The National Security Letter is a potent surveillance tool that allows the government to acquire a wide swath of private information, all without a warrant. Federal investigators issue tens of thousands of them each year to banks, internet service providers, car dealers, insurance companies, as well as doctors, you name it. The letters don't need a judge's signature and come with a gag to the recipient.
Are these from the Patriot Act?
Yeah, this started at around that time.
They started around that time. I was just wondering if it, you know, came from there.
Because we have been talking about them for as many years as like a decade here on Free Talk Live. So the gag order forbids the disclosure of the National Security Letter to the public or to the target, meaning the target of the person that they want the information about from you. For the first time, as part of a First Amendment lawsuit, a federal judge has ordered the release of what the FBI was seeking from a small internet service provider as part of this national security letter they issued to said internet service provider.
Do they still have internet service providers, like the little ones? You know,
I don't know.
Used to be the little guys, and now you're pretty much stuck with the cable company.
I know there was a little one here in Keene up until a decade ago. So I don't know what its current status is. There's probably still somebody providing dial-up access out there.
Somebody's providing dial-up access.
How many they are, I don't know, Mark. You'd have to look into that one. Among other things, the FBI was demanding a target's complete web browsing history, IP addresses of everyone that the person corresponded with, and records of all online purchases, according to a court document unveiled Monday. All that's required is an agent's signature, denoting the information is relevant to an investigation. The FBI has interpreted its NSL...
Agent, that's the equivalent of a national police officer.
Agent.
A law enforcement officer saying, I need this information.
Right, and so you have to give it to me, and you can't tell anyone that you have received this letter. That's basically how it works.
Yeah.
The FBI has interpreted its national security letter authority to encompass the websites we read, the web searches we conduct, the people we contact, and the places we go. This kind of data reveals the most intimate details of our lives, including our political activities, religious affiliations, private relationships, and even our private thoughts and beliefs, said Nicholas Merrill, who was the president of Calix Internet Access in New York when he received said NSL targeting one of his customers back in 2004. The FBI subsequently dropped demands for the
NSL stands for National Security Letter. I'm just making
sure. Thanks for that. Yeah. I have to wonder what the exact threat is on this letter. Because, you know, if it's a court order and you don't follow it, then it's contempt of court. But this isn't a court order.
Right. It's just a scary document from the sounds of it.
So I wonder what backs this. Anyway, the FBI subsequently dropped demands for the information on one of Merrill's customers, but he fought the gag order in what turned out to be an 11-year legal odyssey just to expose what the FBI was seeking. He declined to reveal the FBI's target. The national security letter got a major boost in the wake of the 2001 terror attacks as it became part of the USA Patriot Act. Between 2003 and 2005, the FBI issued 143,074 national security letters, according to the Justice Department's Inspector General report.
143,000.
Jamil Jaffer, the American Civil Liberties Union deputy legal director, said that, quote, the FBI has imposed effectively permanent gag orders on tens of thousands of NSL recipients. This kind of secrecy prevents the public from learning how the government surveillance authorities are used, distorts public debate, shields policymakers from accountability for their decisions, and insulates surveillance powers from judicial review.
Those things are true. They just don't sound as bad as they are.
This is total police state stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. You can't have a functioning democracy or republic. These terms use, one's Greek, one's Latin, both of them using the people as the terminology that they are referring to. The people can't decide on what their government should look like if the people can't get information from their government. If your government lies, obfuscates, and denies you the truth, you cannot vote properly. You're a mushroom. You've been kept in the closet and fed compost.
Merrill's lawsuit took 6 years before he was able to say he had received the national security letter. Not reveal what was in it.
And it just say he received
but
it.
But just simply admit that he had received it, which again targeted one of his customers. Litigation continued until Monday of this week when Merrill was finally allowed to disclose what the FBI was demanding. The government fought disclosure of an attachment detailing what the FBI was seeking, claiming its exposure would harm national security. The judge disagreed.
That's what they always say. They might as well say that, because you can get whatever you want as long as you say that.
U.S. District Judge Victor Marrero ruled, quote, if the court were to find instead the government has met its burden of showing a good reason for nondisclosure, could Merrill ever overcome such a showing? Under the government's reasoning, the court sees only two such hypothetical circumstances in which Merrill could prevail: a world in which no threat of terrorism exists, or a world in which the FBI, acting on its own accord and its own time, decides to disclose the contents of the attachment. So he ruled that the attachment could be revealed, that the letter could be revealed to the public 11 years later. And how much money do you think this guy spent on this case?
Justice's terrible swift sword.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on the so-called national security letter. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium, flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Do you feel like the government should be able to just send, in this case specifically, the executive branch should just be able to send out a threatening letter that demands that you do whatever it is that they tell you to do? That is, give up information about your customers, for instance. You know, Mark, you've got customers, you've got clients here that advertise with us on Free Talk Live, and if the government, some agent from, I've got the actual letter here now, from the Senior Counsel, the National Security Affairs Office of the General Counsel, Martin E. Bowman, sends a threatening letter back in what appears to be 2004. They've only blacked out the name here of the person to whom it was sent and in regards to what it was about. But otherwise, the rest of it has been declassified. This from cryptomi.org. Here's what it says. This is what the letter would say if it was issued to you.
Is now, this the first time we've seen one of these?
The first time I've seen one of them.
I don't think. Yeah, we keep an eye on national security letters, and I don't believe I've seen one before.
Now, the claim in this story that I was looking at a moment ago is that in January, Barack Obama directed the Justice Department to, quote, amend gag orders so they're not permanent, quote, according to the Director of National Intelligence. In response to the president's new direction, the FBI will now presumptively terminate national security letter non-disclosure orders at the earlier of 3 years after the opening of a fully predicated investigation or the investigation's close. So that's not really a a big change, right? They're saying here, okay, you can reveal your letter 3 years after the close of the investigation. Well, what if they never close the investigation?
Why should they close the investigation?
Right. Yeah, we're still investigating terrorism, so you can't reveal this.
Sorry.
So here's what it actually says, again from cryptome.org. They've got the scan here. Under the dear blank, under the authority of Executive Order 12333, dated December 4th, 1981. So
that's
not
the executive order. So yeah, it's signed not, by Reagan, I guess.
Yeah, it's not just this isn't just the Patriot Act. These national security letters have been around for a long time.
Okay,
it's just the Patriot Act made them more, I guess, popular with the federal government. And pursuant to Title 18 under United States Code, USC Section 2709, as amended October 26, 2001, you are hereby directed, as though you could just be directed to do whatever it is that they want you to do. You are
a free citizen.
You are an agent of the FBI now, apparently. You are directed to provide the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, the names, addresses, lengths of service, and electronic communication transactional records to include existing transaction / activity logs and all email header information, not to include message content and or subject fields, for the below-listed email address. That's blanked out. In accordance with Title 18 USC Section 2709B, I certify the information sought is relevant to an authorized investigation to protect against international terrorism or clandestine intelligence activities, and that such an investigation of a United States person is not conducted solely on the basis of activities protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States.
So I'm certifying that the investigation isn't based on just suspicion because of a person's freedom of speech?
Yeah, I don't.
I'm not signing this. Whatever this is, I shan't be signing it. Thanks very much.
Yeah, it's hard to run that by. I'm going to run it by myself here again. That's such an investigation of a United States person is not conducted solely on the basis of activities protected by the First Amendment. Okay, yeah. So your interpretation was correct there, Mark. You are further advised that Title 18 USC Section 2709C prohibits any officer, employee, or agent of yours from disclosing to any person that the FBI has sought or obtained access to information or records under these provisions. You are requested to provide records responsive to this request personally to a representative of the FBI. Now, wait a minute. Is this a direction? That's like an order. You are directed to do something.
Has that sound to it, doesn't it?
Or is it a request? Because it says here, you're requested to provide records responsive to this request. So, first, they're requesting that you provide it personally to a representative of the FBI, meaning call the FBI, meet with them in person, hand over this data. Okay. That's one of the requests. That's pretty clear that they're making a request about that. But they say you're requested to provide the records to this, the responsive records to this request, meaning that the entire thing is a request?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Or is it a direction? Because there's a direction, and then there's a request, and I feel like they're not the same term legally.
You should write back to this, request denied, and then send it off to your local newspaper. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know if you should even write back to this.
I'm not really giving advice. But
yeah, I don't know the best way to handle
this. It's
either
a request or it's not
or
a request.
Not. Yeah.
And if they write on it, it's a request. I think that there's a you know, what they would consider sort of a good faith assumption on the part of the person who receives it that, hey, you said it was a request. And a request is, by its definition, something that can be denied.
Yep.
I am free to deny your request.
Supposedly.
And I did, because I'm free.
Any question?
Now, if this was an order, that would be something entirely different.
Yeah. And it's not from a judge. I think that's worth pointing out here. Again, look, I don't respect a man in a robe more than a man in a uniform. To me, they're all men wearing costumes and telling us what to do. But
sounds accurate.
But by their system, by their rules, the man in the robe can issue an order. And if you don't obey that man's order, the man in the robe will have men with uniforms and guns come and take you and put you in a cage. You'll be charged with contempt of court.
That's what they do.
Which the man in the robe can go ahead and sentence you to anything that the man in the robe wants for contempt of court. It's like this almost unlimited power that men in robes have. and women in robes. So this is not that. This is just a letter coming from an agent of the FBI.
Requesting things.
Actually, specifically, it's coming from Senior Counsel National Security Affairs. So it's coming from a lawyer. Martin Bowman is a counselor. That is an attorney for the federal government.
As far as I know, in America, lawyers still don't issue orders.
And here again, they use the term request a second time. Any questions you have regarding this request should be directed only to the blank. That's blacked out here. Due to security considerations, you should neither send the records through the mail nor disclose the substance of this request in any telephone conversation.
Security is important to us, so it's just us that you should give this information that you shouldn't be giving to anybody, too.
There's something else here that's blacked out. Your cooperation in this matter is greatly appreciated. Sincerely, Martin Bowman. So, your cooperation in this matter... Again, that almost sounds like a request, doesn't it? If you're cooperating, you're sort of doing it, on your own volition.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you are following an order, you're doing it maybe against your own will. You're doing something you might not want to do otherwise. But to cooperate also suggests that you've sort of agreed to go along with this. And so I really have to wonder, and obviously there's not much news out there about these things because people are scared to death when they receive something like this. They don't want to be brought up under Title 18 USC and end up going to federal prison because they've revealed publicly this information. So there's not a whole lot of news. There's not a whole lot of stories that we know.
This is the first time we've seen a national security letter, and I am stunned. I mean, just completely stunned that they use the term request in it. Twice.
Three times.
Three times. You are requested to provide records responsive to this request personally to a representative of the blank of the FBI. Any questions you have regarding this request should be directed only to the blank.
There you go.
So what would happen to you if you received this letter and, one, just ignored it completely? Eventually, they may send a man to your office or your home
things.
To further, deliver more requests to you.
More requests.
Which would be very interesting, because then if the man in the dark suit knocks on your door and you take a video camera out and record what that man says coming out of his mouth... then what happens? Are they going to order you to turn the camera off?
No, they're going to request.
Right. The thing is with these government guys, words are very important to them. They even take the time to redefine the words that they use that are, in some cases, are different from the common English usage. So, somebody may be listening to us talking about this and saying, they just use the word request, but they really mean that you need to tell them everything. But it means something when they use the word request. They make these things very deliberately. These attorneys are trained in the use of words.
That's what attorneys are for. Yeah. They use words to lie to you.
So I question these national security letters. I think they may just be request letters.
I think so.
With pretty serious-sounding threats layered in there. What are your thoughts? 855-453. It's too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at WebCurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit WebCurfew.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.